Hi, Angels, and how are you? I have been on vacation, and it's just been crazy today. But we're glad to be back. Melissa and I are, and hopefully she's on too as well. I have to see you in a second. But how's your week been, and have you got lots planned for Halloween? I know that me and my sweetheart do, and I'm excited about that. So it's on Thursday night, right? No time like the present. And then starts the holiday season. But what are you going to be for Halloween? All right, and I believe Miss Melissa is here. Yay! Anyway, thought she was here. That's okay. So what are you going to be for Halloween? And I know that my guy and I, we're going out. We've got several customs. I'm either going to be Egyptian girl. I'm either going to be a cowboy or cowgirl, or I'll go and be steampunk. And isn't that cool? Rob, my guy, he is so good. He made the costumes for the steampunk, a lot of them. And so I've got two choices there, or three choices, actually. I may be a devil. Isn't that good? Maybe I'll be angel devil. I'll have angel wings and devil horns. I was thinking about that because I got that too. So anyway,
I'll be a mom of four kids and two dogs.
There you go. Yeah, nothing like treating. What's up there, girly girl? Welcome. Anyway, so you're going to be a mom with four girls and two dogs, and I think your daughter just turned 17 yesterday, so happy birthday, Sarah.
Yes,
right?
Did.
So,
yes, it was very nice.
Did you guys
I don't know what kind of
weather yesterday?
Y'all going to have for Halloween.
Well, yeah, we got,
you hear you're all the costumes and stuff, but it's going to be raining. Maybe I should be like the guy in the movie Rain, Singing in the Rain or something.
Yeah,
it's been pouring here.
Is it? Well, not here. So that's funny. No, we're not going to have pouring weather here, but I've been out in the rain, and my daughter used to love to trick-or-treat, and she would dress up in had so many costumes. I just love that about her. And so you're going to be, are you taking your little ones out or you know, too, as well, trick-or-treating, or how does that work? Do you take them to
Bah Humbug or something? I don't know. I'm not like 100% into this year, especially when it's raining. I mean, I would be so forward if the weather was nice.
Better.
But,
okay.
You know, what's
fair.
The point of wearing a costume if you have to wear a raincoat?
Right?
And be under an umbrella.
That's like,
understood that. I'm like, why wear a costume if you have to wear a jacket? I mean, I'm in Virginia, you're in Florida. I get it, but wow.
Right.
So I try to convince my kids, I'll give you $20 each if you guys don't go trick-or-treating.
There you go. We'll go buy all the 50% off on November 1. That's funny. So here's my question to you. How cold is it there?
Yeah.
Is it not cold?
It's like 65.
Oh, okay.
That's not,
that's not bad at all. That's perfect running weather. So anyway,
yeah, yeah,
and yeah. So you're going to trick, and Halloween starts like the dark. It starts getting dark now. What, around 7 p.m. Right, 6:37.
Yeah.
And time changes this Saturday or Sunday actually. Yeah. Right.
Fall
and,
back. Right. So we lose an hour.
Yeah.
Is that how that goes?
No, you gain an hour. Fall, spring ahead, fall back. That's how I always remembered it, too. That gets you.
An extra hour of sleep. Yes.
It said, yeah, there you go. Anyway, I know. So what's been the best thing for you with your running? Well, three. What for you, what's been the best thing for you running in the past couple weeks, days? Because it's been a while since we've done the show.
I know. Yeah. Life has been crazy. It's like a full moon all the time over the Fishman house. Let's see.
Cute.
The best thing. Well, being that I know last time I kind of spoke on the show, I was having some trouble getting to the gym and what have you. I've been more consistent, and I find that I'm not out of breath. You know, like, just a little time off can make a difference in your exercise and how and your what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but yeah. So I was happy that I ran on the treadmill. I felt good,
right?
Not out of breath, and I walked out of there like a different person. So to me, that was a win-win because I haven't been on it for a while, and I even rode the bike, threw in some weights in there, and I mean, it's just something about exercise. It just really pumps me up. And at times when I'm like the lowest, I need to remind myself of how I feel after. Because we all are tired.
Right.
We all don't want to go. But once you go, you know you're going to be better.
Right.
So.
You're right about that. That is true. You know you're going to be better. And you know you're going to feel good. Because let me tell you something. I went to North Carolina. Loved the weather. I had an amazing time there with my friends and posted some things on Facebook about it, you know, to some of my college roommates. And we had a great time. And, you know, there's pictures. I was like, oh, wow. You know how some people look, and it's okay, whatever you do, whatever you choose to do. So I want to be clear about that. But I looked at us. I was like, wow, we still are in shape, looking good. Well, one of my friends is a little chubby, but she's also like 20-something pounds, absolutely beautiful. And, you know, another one is, she's absolutely beautiful too. You know, and she's really lean. And then you have me and I'm pretty lean too. But we
mm-hmm.
take care of ourselves, right? And I think you have to do that, you know, do the spa moments at your home, or if you can, or if you want to go out and do them. That's real key. And so she and I was looking at us, and I was in the pictures like, wow, we really look good. And my guy says, let me see pictures of you guys. So I was in them, you know, whatever we were doing and everything like that. But we went to this place called Roosters. I was like, who ever heard of a place called Roosters? Right. So have you ever heard of Roosters? I was like, what a fun place.
No,
and,
just Hooters, not Roosters.
Every man's favorite place to go, right? So only if you're a boob guy, literally. Anyway, it takes a boob to know a boob, just saying. You know, so, anyway, that's my thought. No, I'm just kidding. You do what, you do what you got to do, because I always say, if you go to Hooters, make sure you find the single moms and the college students because they need money. A lot of them are waiting tables or doing anything like that to earn money for tuition or for the books. Yeah, so I'm not saying too much about that. But, or buying running shoes, hopefully, right? So I'm looking at my running shoes now. I'm getting a new pair. So what's your favorite running shoe that you're wearing today that you like? Because I'm getting ready to buy some. I'm probably going to go with the Brooks, but I want to hear your thoughts on it.
I think I'm going to go with Nike.
Like Nike? Why? Why Nike?
Light on your feet. You know, I put all my eggs in one basket and thought I'd love my Hokas. And when I finally had the money to buy them, I was excited. Yeah, I was excited. But, now they're heavy. Even though they're light, they're heavy. It's
they
hard to explain.
Heavy. Yeah. No, I
they
agree
are
with
heavy
that.
When
I like
you're running. It's like running with two cinder blocks on your feet. It's.
Right.
I was really surprised.
That's cute.
I have to tell you, because I really did put all my eggs in one basket. I like Nike. They're light.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Nike. I ran with Hookas. I ran with. They are heavy, and but you like Nikes. You like the, you don't run with the thin Nikes, you run with the thicker sole, right? I'm assuming. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes, not the thin. No. Not the thin ones.
Okay. That's good. So
light,
that's good.
Cushiony,
so you run with the
thin. You're not, I mean, it's like a world apart from the Hokas. So. I mean, but
yeah,
everyone's different. I mean, I've known people that like love the Hokas, and they do trail
really?
Runs too.
Yeah.
And yeah, wasn't impressed.
So in the Hokas, I know they're about $150, aren't they? $150, sorry, I should say, like that.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah.
That's what I know. So about $150, and any of them are. I have the Ultra Boost right now, and I saw online that Dick's has a sale going on some of the shoes we're talking about, just so you know.
Sweet.
And, yeah, check it out. Dick's has a sale. And, you know, and Amazon, check them out too as well. I did not realize this, but Amazon has a deal, like where you, if you can find them cheaper than on Amazon, then you take that coupon or that proof to Dick's, and they'll match the price, just so you know. So anyway, yeah, it's like people don't know that, but they do. They will.
No.
And that's a good thing. And then, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm running in we get some cool weather now. So I'm going to be running in them. And I have to tell you, in North Carolina, because I'm still recovering from that, from my
girls'
foot,
weekend.
Plantar fasciitis. Girls' weekend. So it's about 80% there. But I got there and I saw all these hills, because my friend lives. I mean, North Carolina, like Virginia, has mountains, hills, whatever. Florida, it's all flat, just so you know. And I saw all this. You know, these heels, I said, let me give myself a break. I said, and like you said, sometimes the rest is as important as the run or whatever you're doing, right? So that's what I realized.
Yes.
So yesterday I went back and I was like, okay, I'm getting it and getting it good. And so today I'm getting ready to take off and go run, go work out and everything like that at the gym. And super excited. So
yeah, same with
anyway,
myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
You're doing the same, right?
I'm going to bail on work because I know I'll feel better. I'm a little tired from the chaos between sickness and my youngest one dislocating her elbow.
What happened with
your
youngest one?
Oh my God, monkey bars. The monkey bars.
Right.
So she's wearing a cast for 2 weeks. But, you know, drama. So I'm tired and I'm sitting here.
Did she fracture it or whatever?
No, thank God.
Did she fracture it?
Thank God she didn't.
Okay.
Nope.
She sprained it though, right?
Though 98% of the time they expect fractures, but mine is the 2% that don't. So I was like, hallelujah, because she's very active. She loves the monkey bars and she has calluses to prove it.
I'm
sitting here tired and I'd rather go to sleep, but I think it would be better to get my endorphins up. So hopefully none of my employees are listening, but I'm going to bail on work today and I'm going to the gym.
That's good. Yeah. For those of you who don't know this about our sweet Melissa here, she does way more and works weekends, nights, and way more time on her own than I'm going to tell you what you're paid for, and I know that about you. And so hopefully your boss realizes how good you are. So she as well.
No, I'm
because
sure she
does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not feeling it, but don't care
maybe.
If you say so. There you go. That's funny.
I don't want to
so
anyway,
when you go to the gym, are you strength training? What are you doing? Tell me about that.
Today's Wednesday. Well, a little bike, a little run, a little weights.
Okay.
Depending on how much time
I have
on my hands. It is only 11:15.
Right.
So maybe an hour there, an hour to hour and 15.
Okay. So a
and
little
then
bit
I
of everything,
kids,
right?
A little bit of everything.
Good.
Yes. I need that little extra boost. And, of course, you know, the cake tasted awesome last night.
Oh, did it?
So I got
it. Did you have a party?
Yes,
right.
We did.
Did you have a party?
Aw. Yes.
So what kind of presents did your daughter get? She's 17. What does every 17-year-old want? besides name brand clothes. I don't know if she's like that. Most of them are, right? So what does she want? Do you have anything to share? What she gets are
two different things, but that's okay.
Okay.
You know, they have this elaborate goals, but well, clothes was a big thing, and manicure, pedicures. She got T-shirts from her favorite show, The Office. I like themes, and of course, we're getting off subject, but I like doing themes for my birthdays. So this time, I surprised her with the show, The Office. She loves it and like says it all. She just all the time. It's The Office. And it makes her happy, so I decorated like The Office, and she was absolutely surprised, and it seemed like everything that I brought out was related to The Office, and she had a ball.
Okay.
She loved every bit of it. So,
good. So
another year
she
gone.
Did.
Yep.
And she's working, right, or was working this summer. Did you let her keep her job, or did you think it better she stop, or what's your thoughts on that? You know, because you're working
around school.
You're a runner.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd like to hear what you do, because a lot of us, you know, I have a daughter. She's in school. And by the way, you can tell that we both work from home, because I'm in my car now talking on a radio show. And times have changed, but we can all be virtual. Right. It's all good. Melissa's in Virginia.
Yeah, right. We're always connected
here.
Somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. The internet doesn't know any time or space. I was in my kitchen a minute ago, Herbie pouring water, but. Anyway, so how did you do, are you allowing her to keep her job? Cause I know she worked out with you at the gym. That may have slowed down a little bit cause of school, but.
Yes,
know.
That has slowed down almost to a halt. And,
it's,
you know, when you think about it, a 17-year-old trying to find the time, like her mom in her busy life, to go to the gym. They're too young to have to worry about trying to make time. But I guess, you know, learning that is a good lesson.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that, Melissa. So she's learning that it's not all about you know, going to the gym. It's about enjoying. Yeah, it's like enjoying your life, because there'll be soon enough that she's going to have a lot of responsibility. And, you know, I told somebody this the other day, every decade has a gift. And the 20s gift is that, hey, you think that you have to have it all and do it all, but you don't, man. You just try to figure it out and enjoy that figuring out process, right? And and if you enjoy running, then you'll find the time for it. And you know, but I don't think you should go to. This is me. I'm not making a statement for anybody else. For me, I don't think it's a statement. I should go to the gym so that I can be just a body that's in shape. I want to be the best I can be in running, walking. And I know that when I take care of myself, I feel amazing. You know what I mean? And that's important, right? Mm. Don't you think?
So, yes, absolutely. Until a person can feel that, I think, then they'll get it. They'll understand that you're not just doing it just to be able to have the cake that you want. You're doing it because you're actually feeling good and giving back to the world, the community, themselves, their family, friends, whatever, in a way that's 100% better than what they would have had they not taken care of themselves.
That's a good point. I agree with you 150% on that one. I do. And so you do what you do and do it until you don't. And and giving back, being the best version of yourself, and that's what it's about. It really is. And feeling good, I think that to be the best, to feel good and working out, for me, it's like brushing my teeth, right? I would never not brush my teeth, right? I love what my mom used to say.
Yeah.
She goes, only brush the ones you want to keep. I was like, well, I want to keep them all. I'm like, oh, now we're going to brush them all then. See, that way she never had to argue with me. So, But,
I like that.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, she's funny. But, so, you know, we want to do that. not only, as I said, for a great, great physique, and that's good, you know, that's relative to who you are, but also to be, to think clearly. I know working out, running for me is where I can think clearly. And that little break that I had was amazing, right? Because I chose to take it rather than having to take it because of my foot. Although my foot did benefit.
Right.
So, you know. You know,
yeah.
So that's good too. So,
well, I think
today,
in
go ahead. I want to hear.
The United States is, America, it's a very go, must have. This is my opinion. Country. You know,
okay.
Abroad, they're, you know, they have 4-day weeks. They make you have holidays. They, you know, they believe in the spas and taking care of yourself and your health and nutrition. And
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes I kind of wish America would do the same. You know, you can't be a powerhouse if you're not a powerhouse and take care of yourself.
Right. Right. You're
so,
right about that.
Just a thought.
Let me ask you
just
a question. And I agree with you. By the way, if you hear me eating, I'm eating a Quest protein bar before I go work out. That, for me, works. I can't eat anything heavy. I know one time I tried to do it
a
after a
pre-workout. Love it.
Yeah. Well, I tried to do it before I was getting ready to go run. I ate a big meal. I think it was like something like Easter or Mother's Day or some kind of holiday. I was like, this is no fun. And so I tried to eat something small. But it works for me. Everybody's different, though. Some people go, I can't run without eating something in the morning time. And you know what I mean? Like when you get up and I've ran before, I have to have a little something, right? Maybe a banana or a glass of juice or something like that. How about you? I've never really asked you that. Maybe I have, but I don't remember. What about you?
I'm not a terribly big eater, fueling kind of stuff. In fact, sometimes I'm not even, like, hydrated, I think, to my fullest.
Mm-hmm.
But not much. Peanut butter and nuts kind of person. Because it's easy to just grab and go. Same with a banana. Banana, peanut butter on anything or on the spoon. And then you just
I love that on the spoon. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nuts
protein.
Are a good source of protein. So.
Right. Yeah. No, I ate a Raisin Toast this morning and I put peanut butter on top of it. Best.
Yep.
Because if I eat it good all day, I'm better tomorrow. Just like yesterday, I ate really good all day and I was better today. So I got you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yep.
So that's a good thing. So
I keep it simple.
What are you? Yeah, keep it simple. I like that. I need to keep it simple. So I'm gonna run today, and hopefully I'm gonna run in a mirror Halloween thing. But they're not having it until the weekend because of everybody's working, and Halloween is on Thursday. You know, so anyway, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm doing, and as I said, we're dressing up tomorrow, going out to a little Halloween party and doing the deal and everything. And I'm excited about it, you know. And a lot of families, I have a friend of mine, she's got like 3 kids. They're a little older, and she runs. She says, I'm not running today. She goes, tomorrow. She goes, I'm just going to hang with my kids and give out the Halloween candy with all the other parents, and we're going to sit around and drink wine. I go, there you go. No, that's a fun Halloween.
Yeah,
I love a glass of wine too as well.
Well,
so,
it's those moments
cool.
too that you treasure and you remember with your children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat.
Hey, yeah, I'm good. So, have you got any 5Ks that you're going to run in the next month or so? Because it's getting cool there, so it's hard to run. I bet they don't do 5Ks when it gets winter there, right? Maybe, I don't know. What's your thoughts?
They still do. Even in December, January,
really?
I mean, every month they still have things. Yes. Ongoing all the time, every month.
Wow.
I can't say I'm going to register for anything specifically. However,
right.
I'm going to do some research and dabbling on a try. I know
oh,
this is
wow.
crazy. The one who just said, you know, I just want to, I want to get an idea of, you know, I know there's one local, I want to say in August, that is geared towards, you know, it's not hardcore, but if I can make it through that,
okay,
that would be pretty cool. So I've been kind of dabbling with that in my head. And then also, you know, marathon training for longer miles. I know it's crazy,
right. Okay.
But that probably won't happen till spring.
Okay.
But
so you're
thinking about
yourself
it.
Now
it's just
train
up there. Yeah.
Okay. So you're triathlon. So explain to everybody what a triathlon is. So
run, bike,
swim. I love triathlons. Run, bike,
yeah,
swim. What's your strongest? Your strongest program would be the run. I know, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. Oh no, that's definitely, that's my strongest out of the three. Bike would be next, and swimming. That's,
do you
a
swim
little
in
freaky,
an ocean?
But,
do you swim in a lake or a pool, or do you know?
No, it'd be a pool. It would be a pool.
Okay, because they have them here. We swim in the ocean. Yeah,
that's
hard,
neat.
You know,
that
so
would be cool. That is very hard.
Yeah.
Going from one, the breathing is completely different. So I'm kind of feeling like I need to like really push myself with something and accomplish it to know I can. It's that whole confidence level.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do that because I know I'm a strong person, but sometimes I've just got to do some crazy shit to do it. To realize it.
Right.
That's who I am.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
That's good. And I was like, I want to see what you do with the triathlon. I do it with you, maybe. Okay. So, what kind of bike?
Cool.
What kind of bike do you need? Or, you know,
the
Schwinn with the Bastion, remember those bikes? Right.
Do you think I can go fast in one of those?
you probably could. Okay. So.
I know. I guess I would have to purchase a bike, wouldn't I?
Yeah, imagine that.
That's what I mean. I have
but
to, like,
a,
I have to think about that. Got to think about it.
Well, you can get a used one. Okay, a used triathlon bike. I like the triathlon bikes because the tires are usually thinner, I think. So I don't know. But the other ones, the thicker bike tires or bigger bike tires may be something better because I've seen people use both. So we have to figure it out.
I mean, it's going to take some effort to understand, you know, what the differences are and learn a bit more about it.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. going to be a challenge either way.
Right.
But it's going to be a learning thing. I'm excited.
Yeah, and they have the website that will train you for a triathlon if that's what you choose to do, which I like.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
like
from couch to 5K, they have those same things, you know. So so you'll be able to figure that out with ease, I think, knowing you.
Yeah.
So you know. Yeah. So good. Good.
I think
good.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big plan.
So your kids, what are they going to be for Halloween? I mean, you know, you think you've got all this speed, except when you're trying to round up three or four kids like you have who are eating sugar along the way. Do you let them eat the candy along the way? And they're, boy, they get hyped up on sugar, don't they?
Well, I, to be honest,
what's that?
To be honest, my doggies are like barking like crazy. Yes, they can eat as they go, which is fine.
Okay.
But I'm also kind of happy that it's raining because I feel very strong that sugar just depletes the immune system. So if they don't get candy, it's not a loss. It's a gain. They'll be healthier for it.
Yeah, I got you.
My opinion. I mean, yes, it's not like I hold them back and they can't have candy, period. But I just know that it's a constant. I see it every year. You know, the flu shots. People get the flu shots and they get the flu. Then they pass the flu around. All of a sudden, the flu's out there. And then we got the candy from Halloween that depletes your immune system, that everyone gets sick. It's just a constant until after, when's the last big holiday? February.
New Year's.
Oh, Easter. April.
Easter, okay.
Is the last candy holiday.
And
then finally everyone gets healthy. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I see it. And I'm being in the medical field too. But So, yes, they can have some candy, but not a whole bunch.
Well, we're almost at the end of our show, and I appreciate you're a good mom. You're a good runner, good mom, good a lot of things. So how do you want to close the show today? Tell us.
I would like to wish everyone a happy and safe Halloween. Dry one would be nice, but, you know, and get out there and just go run.
There you go. And don't forget to eat your vegetables and take a shower. All right, everybody, take care and have a great night.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Take care. Have fun. Bye.